everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. Lord, I bless you because you've counted me among the living soul. Lord, we appreciate you. We bless you, we magnify you, the ancient of the day, the I am that I am, the lover of our life, the strength of our lives, our shield and our buckler. We bless and magnify you. We appreciate you for another day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your help. We thank you because you are a deliverer, you are a defender and a helper. We thank you because your spirit is a light that gives life to us. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. We exalt you, we bless you. Our Father in heaven will appreciate you. We do not take your love for granted. Every morning we enjoy your goodness. Daily we enjoy your mercies. Daily, hourly we enjoy your love. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We say thank you, Jesus. We bless you for the past, for the present, for the future. We thank you because you are the strength of our lives. Lord, we bless and magnify you, we worship you, we are worthy to be praised. We thank you for yet another weekend in the month of August. We appreciate you, you are worthy to be praised. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Good morning, brethren. I want to welcome us into another weekend. Today is Saturday, August 23, 2025. I want you to say with me, I come with confidence into the throne of grace and mercy. Declare with me that in the name of Jesus, I come with confidence into the throne of grace and mercy, and I receive the help that I need in the journey of my life today and forevermore in the name of Jesus Christ. I can do all things, and I will do all things that is needed of me through the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus strengthens me. The power of Jesus strengthens me in Jesus' name. I declare that Lord will help me. Therefore, I will not be afraid. I will not be confounded because I have set my face like a flint in the name of Jesus. The Lord is near that justifies me, because I am the expression of his grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus, any power that arises to condemn me, they are silenced for my sake in the name of Jesus Christ. For the Lord will hold me by his right hand to help me, because my fears are gone in his presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Every fears, every threat of fears that is overwhelming or that wants to overwhelm me, I overcome you in the name of Jesus, because I am helped by the Lord, because the Lord holds me with his right hand of righteousness. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor that of day, because the Lord is with me. He will help me, he will strengthen me, and uphold me with his hand of righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is the strength of my life, because he is my light and my salvation at all times. I have no reason to be afraid in the name of Jesus Christ. I carry the light and the life of God in me to give me victory at all time in the name of Jesus Christ. The light of God shines in me and darkness cannot comprehend it in the name of Jesus Christ. My eyes are opened, my ears are enlightened with spiritual sense of understanding, truth and obedience. My heart conceives the mind of God in becoming who I am called to be in the name of Jesus. The Lord upholds me with his hand of righteousness. Therefore, I am strengthened. I move from glory to glory. I move from victory to victory because I am helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus. As I go today, the Lord levels and straightens every crooked places for me. The Lord fights for me and gives me victory in the name of Jesus. My help daily comes from the Lord in the name of Jesus. His grace gives me victory. His joy gives me peace that surpasses understanding. I am renewed in his presence. His word comes alive in me. In the name of Jesus, I carry the consciousness and the power that is in the name of Jesus. Every of my battles are settled. I am victorious. I am more than conqueror through Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ that sets me free, through the blood of Jesus that gives me victory in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Every of our declarations will be answered in the name of Jesus, because it is in his presence that we boast. I'd like to welcome every one of us once again. Like our Father in the Lord has said, we have been discussing prophecy for the past 3 days now. We've been discussing prophecy and we want to continue in the light of prophecy. I would like to start with this. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. Do not despise prophecy. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. We're going to look at Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. It says also, the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to start with this word prophecy. What is prophecy? Prophecy is a divinely inspired message, utterance, or revelation from God. Prophecy speaks about the present and the future. It speaks the truth about God's mind for you and I regarding our present and our future. Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. He is the illuminator of light in the life of an individual. He is the one that illuminates the light that an individual carry. So when you see any person glowing in the life of God, it is the light of God that has made that transformation. So Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. He illuminates the light that we carry. We'll go back to that Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 20. He said, the vision is yet for an appointed time. Vision is a type of prophecy. But the Bible says, it is yet for an appointed time. But he said, at the end it shall speak. It shall not lie. Though it tarries, wait, because it will surely come. The devil makes many people blind, deaf, and lack the understanding and weight of prophecy in order to do the needful for the preparation in the fulfillment of the prophecy. The devil makes an individual to be deaf and blind and lack the understanding and weight the prophecy carries in order to do the needful in preparing for the actualization of that prophecy. I'd like to open my mouth and say this prayer, that Lord, open my eyes and my heart and my ear of understanding to the prophecy of my life. I will not be ignorant of your prophecy in my life in Jesus' name. The reason God reveals his prophecy to us through his servants is because prophecy edifies, prophecy comforts, encourages, and gives strength. Amos chapter 3 verse 7 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing but reveals his secret to his servant the prophet, that is, to help his children to know his mind. Without prophecy, many of us will not know the mind of God for our lives. That is why he reveals his secret. He said, the Lord God will do nothing but reveal his secret to his servants who are prophets, so that to help we his children in reflecting and becoming that which he has called us to be. Anytime the mind of God is spoken, he releases the power of activation, because the power of the word of God is life. The potency of God is power. The potency of God carries life to activate every word that has been said. The Bible says none of his word will fall to the ground except it fulfill that which God has sent it to. So when the word of God is released, the power of that activation is released for its fulfillment. But we have to do our parts. But we have to play our own part in the journey of its fulfillment. When the prophecy has been released, we as children of God have our part to play. We cannot leave everything in the hands of God. Prophecy is yet for an appointed time. It's a time that is known by God, not we. So in the journey of fulfilling this time that is known by God, we are advised not to assume the duty of a timekeeper that does nothing but waiting, watching eagerly, seriously looking at the day and night for the manifestation of the fulfillment. Too many of us will just sit down and cross our leg and be waiting that this prophecy will come to pass without making our own part. It's not supposed to be so. Anytime a prophecy is released, we as the hearer or the holder that the prophecy concerns, is a time for us to start preparing. It should be a time of preparation, studying, and praying. Like God told Elijah, wake up, eat and drink, for the journey ahead of you is far. The journey in actualizing, or the journey in becoming that prophecy that has been said of you, is far, because it is not today. Even if it is tomorrow, it is not present. It is far. But strength is needed, because principalities and power will not rest. They will do all they can to prevent the fulfillment. That is why we need to prepare ourselves in the place of studying and the word of God. We need revelations to give us insight and strength to prepare us as we walk and journey into that prophecy. Prophecy will come in alignment with the knowledge of God. That is why the Bible says, my people perish because they lack knowledge. When we lack the knowledge of God, we cannot align our life in fulfilling that prophecy of God of our life. This is where it is placed. In the journey of fulfilling that prophecy, one, it starts with prophecy. After prophecy, it goes through the process.
From process, it goes to progress. From progress, it goes to fulfillment in becoming that which God has released, in becoming the mind of God for us. So it's prophecy, process, progress, fulfillment. And in the process of fulfillment, his covenant backs us up. His covenant holds us to be able to keep growing in that fulfillment of his will for our life. So anyone who refuses or rejects process cannot grow. Anybody who refuses to go through that process will be stagnant, because there is no progress in the person's life. And anyone's life that is void of progress will not move. The fulfillment will be delayed. It might take longer than the expected time, because the children of Israel refuse to grow. They used more than the number of years they were supposed to use in getting to Canaan land. They were just cycling in a place because they refused to grow. And because they refused to grow, they refused the process and their progress was delayed. So let's remember, prophecy is always ready, is waiting ahead of us, because the word of God is potent without any dilution. Prophecy is always waiting for us to grow through that process, to give us progress so that we can perfectly fit into fulfilling that which God has revealed ahead of time. Let's look at the life of David. David received the prophecy ahead, but the journey of the process into the progress was a very tough one, because the powers that be did not want it to come to pass. They said no, nothing in their watch. And that was why they said that regarding Paul, that they said they will not eat nor drink until they see that they bring Paul down. That is what the powers that be do. They stand and use all they can to prevent the fulfillment of that prophecy. So I want us to know that growth is very essential in the journey of becoming that fulfillment and the journey of becoming that which God has sent to us. Fulfillment without growth will lead to disaster. So because God loves us, he will allow us to go through that process to progress, then becoming that which he has said. Hosea chapter 7 verse 8 says, an immature person who lacks growth is like an unbaked bread, which is worthless and ready to be thrown. So anyone that refuses growth in going through the process to the progress, then getting into becoming that fulfillment of God's mind, will be like an unbaked bread. An unbaked bread is useful for nothing, is useless. The purpose is just to be thrown away, and I know none of us will wish to be thrown away. I want us to close our eyes and pray this prayer, that Lord, open my eyes of understanding, teach my heart, help my heart to take and receive my prophecy, walk in the process into growth that is needed of me, in becoming the fulfillment of that which you have said ahead of me, in the name of Jesus. I want us to say this prayer also, that Lord, forgive me of my wasted years in my carelessness regarding the prophecy that you have said concerning me. Forgive me, have mercy upon me. Restore me in the name of Jesus. Restore me in your joy. Restore me in your strength. Let your grace and power salvage my life from every error that I've made in the name of Jesus. And let your mind, let your will come to pass in my life as I realign myself in your way in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Praise the Lord. I want to use this medium to encourage every one of us that our journey into making it to heaven is a progressive journey. It's a journey that needs a process. On a daily basis, we are renewed. That is why the Bible said we should renew our mind in the Word of God. As we are renewing our mind, we are strengthening our life. We are washing out the dead so that our lives can be fit for the kingdom of God. Anyone that lays his legs on the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Our aim is to make it to heaven. Our goal is to be with our Father in heaven. And I pray that the Lord will help us as we walk in this process. I pray we'll progress daily in becoming like God. That will be an expression of his life. Our life will be an epitome of the life of God in the name of Jesus. We will not fail and we will not falter. His grace will be sufficient for us in all, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Praise the Lord. Please permit me to remind us of the program that is coming up on the 28th of August, that is next week Thursday, by 12 noon at Oluwa Damilare Garden. It will be starting by 12 noon on the 28th of August. at Oluwadamilare Garden. When we are coming from Sango, Oluwadamilare Garden is behind Tafo Arena. Behind Tafo Arena is Open University, and Oluwadamilare Garden is beside Open University. I want us to pray, prepare towards the program. And I know the Lord who has established this program is earnestly waiting for us at his feet to give answers, solutions to all our prayers. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. We'll convert your prayers, everything that we are needed for this program. Pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Once again, wishing you a wonderful weekend. Thank you and God bless you. Bye for now.